हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्. ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे. ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः साङ्ख्ययोगः. श्रीभगवानुवाच: अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः. न त्वेवाहम् जातु नासन् न त्वन्ने मे जनाधिपाः. न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम् देहिनोऽस्मिन्यथा देहे कौमारम् यौवनम् जरा. तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति. मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः. आगमापायिनो नित्याः ताम् स्थितिक्षस्व भारत. यम् हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषम् पुरुषर्षभ. समदुःखसुखम् धीरम् सोऽमृतत्वाय कल्पते. नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः. उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः. अविनाशितु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदम् ततम्. विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति. ओके, आफ्टर् very thoroughly explaining what is sat and what is asat. So the sat is that which is always, and asat is that which has a beginning and end, which has different existence. Well, asat actually here means mithya. It doesn't mean it tucham, we know very well. And here, the only satyam, the sat alone, the reality is, which is of the nature of existence, which is there beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, timelessly, independently, is always there as the very surupam of the knower, which is the consciousness. It is the same reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, which ever of the nature of consciousness awareness, is ever of the nature of existence, is in the form of existence of the jagat, existence of everything and anything which is here and which is mithya. So satyam brahma, satya atma is in the form of the existence of the mithya jagat. We understood, and towards the end we also saw Bhagavan telling Arjuna, tvamapi, I remember I had to go to 17th verse. And none of it reminded me of what I missed, so I'm repeating it. Tvamapi tattvadarshinam drishtim ashritya. Tattvadarshinaha have this very clear understanding of what is satyam and what is mithya. The entire anatpa prapanchaha, including one's body, mind and complex, is mithya, which has no independent existence of its own, which is a non-substantial material forms and names. The jagat can be reduced to the non-substantial material forms and names. which are not countable at all. And it is Brahma, it is this pure consciousness existence, is in the form of existence of this Jagat, Mithya Jagat. This is the vision of the Tattva Darshinaha, knowers of the truth. The Tattva Darshinam Dishtim Arshritya, having the same vision of the Tattva Darshis, based on that vision, Shokam Moham Chahitva, freeing oneself from the grief and the delusion, Shitoshnadini Dvandvani, Ayam Vikaraha, Ayam Asatyeva, Marichi Jalavat, Mithya Avabhasateti Manasi Nischitya. Manasi Nischitya, very important, Manasi Nischitya. Confirming in one's mind, ascertaining in one's mind of this fact that Shita Ushnadini, all these parts of opposite, Shitoshnadini Dvandvani, all these experiences of parts of opposites, all these parts of opposites, experience of parts of opposites, Niyata Aniyata Rupani. See, they are of Niyata Rupani, they are also of Aniyata Rupani. What does it mean? The heat, all these parts of opposites, if we take, heat and cold, success and failure, loss and gain, victory and defeat, honor and dishonor, these pairs of opposites, I'm giving few, can put a few more. All these pairs of opposites are unchanging, in sense, they do not change. What does it mean? Niyama Rupani means the heat can never become cold. Cold can never become heat. Heat will remain as heat. Cold will remain as cold. Success will remain as success. Failure will remain as failure. Success cannot become failure. Failure cannot become success. This is how they are. Though they are mithya, they are unchanging in their nature. At the same time, all these cold, heat, success, failure, loss, gain, etc., they are not permanent. This unchanging, the attributes, the heat, etc., they are not permanent. Heat will go, cold will come. Cold will go, heat will come. The Agamapayinaha, which we understood already in the 14th verse, success will not be permanently there. Success will go, failure will come. Failure also will not be permanent, success will come. This is constantly changing. This is what Aniyama Rupam. So Niyama Rupam and Aniyama Rupam means, though they cannot become different from what it is, what they are, still they are not permanent. They come and go. But Niyama Aniyama, Niyata Aniyata Rupani Dvandvani. And what are they? Vikara. I am Vikaraha. This is just a modification, the change. I am Vikaraha. I am Asatyeva. It is Mithya only. Mithya means we do not overvalue it as real. It is not real. It is as though. It is just the non-substantial experience. Therefore, Marichi Jalavat Mithya Avabhasate. Marichi Jalavat. How mirage water shines as though real. Mithya Jalavat Mithya Avabhasate. Even though it is not really there, it is there as though. It is not really there. So we do not take it seriously, affected by it. They say, Manasi Nischitya, having confirmed in one's mind, titikshasva, may you learn to endure them. If you didn't think it is not really there, then you will not be afflicted by it. That is what titiksha. So tolerating, enduring them, not giving importance to them, think that they are not really there. Again, they do not affect the satyatma. They are as though there in the presence of the everlasting satyatma. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed here. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Kim punaha tathu yad sadeva sarvada iti. What is that then, sat? What is that sat? What is that absolute reality which is ever of the nature of existence? Sarvada sadeva. The reality which is ever of the, which is of the nature of existence is ever of the nature of existence. And which means, which is always there, ever means, but it's always there. Reality is always there in of existence. What is that? He says, the next verse we saw already, we have to see. Avinashitu tad vidhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyayasyasya na kaschit kartum arhati. So, tad, hey Arjuna, tad vidhi, may understand that sat, that absolute reality which is of the nature of existence, understand that to be avinashi, ever indestructible. It is by that reality, absolute, abstract, formless reality, this ever of the nature of existence, yena, by which alone, idam sarvam tatam, this entire universe has been in and through pervaded. Asya avyasya vinasham kartum nakaschit arhati. None can cause the destruction of this Atma. Destruction of this Atma. Destruction of this absolute reality, all-pervasive reality. The changeless reality. Avyayaha. Reality is ever of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness being the nature. Reality being avyayaha. It is ever, it's never in the, it is not object to any destruction at all. So none can cause any destruction of this Atma. We understood the literal meaning very well. Let us see the Bhashyam here. Avinashi. Na vinashtum shilam yasya iti. Yasya. Vinashtum shilam asya nasti. It is not of the nature of getting destroyed. Tu shabdaha asataha viseshanarthaha. Tu. That tu comes in the form of describing this asat. Tad vidhi vijanihi. Whereas mithya is subject to destruction. Destruction subject to change. Destruction here implies only change. Mithya is subject to change, whereas sat is not subject to change, subject to any destruction. Tad vidhi, may you understand that vijanihi. Vidhi vijanihi. Kim tad. Understand that means what is that? Again, says yena sarvam idam jagat tatham vyaptam. Yena idam sarvam jagat tatham vyaptam, that by which the entire universe has been pervaded. Universe is pervaded. How? By what? Sadakhyena Brahmana. Sakasham. Akashena Ghatadayaha Iva. Just as the pot, etc., Anantru pervaded by space, the pot, etc., which exist in space are pervaded in and through, outside, inside of, inside by space, so also, Sadakhyena Brahmana, by this absolute reality, absolute infinite reality, Brahma, which is implied by the term Sat, in terms of its nature of existence. The absolute reality Brahma is implied by the term existence in terms of its nature of existence. Sadakhyena Brahmana Vyaptam. Therefore, Asya Vinashanam, the Vinashanam is Adarshanam Abhavam. So Vinashanam means Adarshanam, the total disappearance, the destruction, non-existence of this reality is not there, not possible, it's not there. Avyayasya means what? Na vyeti upachaya apachayau. Upachayaha nasti, apachayaha nasti. Upachayam nayati, apachayam nayati. See, vyayaha means change, or the verb is what? Na vyeti, does not decline. So it's indeclinable, unchangeable, unchanging. So it does not decline means there's neither progression or regression, there's neither growth or doesn't become increase in size, doesn't increase, doesn't decrease. Ever remains the same. Iti avyayam. That's why it's said to be avyayam. So consciousness does not increase. The absolute abstract reality, existence, which is a thing but pure consciousness, does not increase, does not decrease in terms of quantity or quality. There's no change whatsoever. That's why avyayam. Tasya avyayasya vinasham kartum nakaschit arhati. Na yetat naitad sadakhyam brahma svena rupena vyeti. This absolute reality implied the term Brahma, known as existence, svena rupena na vyeti. It does not undergo any change by its very nature. Vyeti means avyabhicharati. It does not deviate from its nature of being existence. Why? How it doesn't change? Niravayavatvat dehadivat. See, dehaha is avyava, avayavavan dehaha. Deha has many parts. The body has many parts. So, having parts, it's subject to change. Whereas, niravayavatvat, this reality, absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the subtlest reality, the all-pervasive reality, is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Being limitless, being all-pervasive, it cannot move, it is just changelessness. And this reality has no parts. Niravayavatvat, due to its partlessness. Because of the partlessness, due to the partlessness of the Atma, this reality, it is not subject to any change. It means the Atma does, the abstract formless consciousness has consciousness, existence has no head, no, you know, no hands, no legs, no body, no mind, no lungs, no kidneys, no parts, not even functions. no part, absolutely partless whole, indivisible, undivided. Therefore, niravyavatvat na vyeti na api is what I wish to predict. Correct? Is it wish to? Na api atmiyena atmiya abhavat. Okay. Atmiyena atmiya abhavat means atmiyam, please make a note. Atmiyam means anything pertaining to Atma, anything belonging to Atma, anything associated with the Atma, anything connected to Atma is what? Atmiyam. Like bhavadiyaha, madiyaha, twadiyaha. Remember? With these verbs, you know, bhavadiyaha, madiyaha, twadiyaha, we use in Sanskrit language you learnt. So atmiya means what? Anything pertaining to that. So the physical body, anatma, when you say anatma, mithya anatma is what? It is with the body, atma. Atmiyena, atmiya abhavat. Na atmiyena, atmiya abhavat. You can say the entire body, mind, and complex is what? Atmiyam. Which means this associated with the body. Atmiyena na atmiyatvat. Atmiya abhavat. Atmiyena na api. You had to break it there. Na api atmiyena atmiya abhavat. So, the body, mind, sense is complex. Any anatma is what? Pertaining to the atma, we can say, the atmiya. And this is what? The external to the body. External to the body, associated with the atma. Therefore, atmiyena, na atmiyena, even the external body, mind, sense complex, external to the atma. External means what? If it pervaded by atma only. Associated with the atma. Even by anything, any of this body, mind, sense complex, destruction is not possible. Why? Atmiya abhavat. This anatma, body, mind, sense complex, which is said to be relatively external to the atma. External to, okay? They're said to be external to the atma, really speaking. It is not there. It's mithya. The anatma, atma, anatma. We first talk about two things, atma and anatma. What is atma? The absolute reality implied with the term atma has anatma external to it. No. External, we talk about external. Really, it's as though external. Really speaking, it is not even there. How can you talk about the atmiya? Anything pertaining to, associated with, belonging to, connected to atma, is there anything there? Nothing. It doesn't belong to Atma. It's not connected to Atma. It is there, you can talk about the connection. It is not even there. It's only mithya. Atmiya abhavat. As there is really, absolutely, there's no such thing called external factors associated with the Atma. If at all you talk about the body, mind, and complex, from the standpoint of mind, we can say body is external. The standpoint of sense organs, we can say this external world. Only the standpoint within the realm of the material instruments of knowledge, mind, we can say external, internal. Absolutely, from the standpoint of Atma, the whole jagat, including one's body, mind, sense complex, which is said to be external factor, it has no independent existence of its own, it is mithya. Mithya means non-substantial amarupa. So there's no atmiya. There's no such a thing called external factor to the atma. Atmiya abhavate, atmiyena api nashaka sambhavati. The destruction is not possible. Like what? Yatha devadattaha dhanahanya veti. We can say devadattaha dhanahanya veti. So the given person's name is devadattaha. He is a rich person. And he loses his money in his business. Then we can say what? He veti. Once upon a time, he is a very powerful person. Devadattaha, when he was very rich, was a highly influential power person. He had money power, he had manpower, he was very powerful. And once he lost his money in his business, and he became nobody, then dhanahanya, because of the loss of wealth, when he loses all his power, he is no more a powerful person. He is a weak person. Okay, losing all his possessions, he lost the loss of positions and possessions and wealth made he what now? He changes. Okay? Vyeti. His fame declines. His power declines. Everything declines. Changes. Such a change is possible, isn't it? In the world. Evam brahmana natu vyeti. Natu brahma evam vedi. There is no such a thing happening in the part of the Brahma. The absolute, abstract, formless reality, infinite reality, Brahma. No such a change, such a decline happens. There is no way of destruction at all. Evam brahma navyeti. Once upon a time, it was of the nature of limitlessness. Now it has become limited. No. Once upon a time, it was all pervasive. It is no more. Such a change is never there. Therefore, evam tu brahma na vyeti. Ataha. Why you should talk about all these things? It is that abstract, formless, all pervasive, infinite reality implied by the term Brahma. Is Atma, this is the content of I. I am that Brahma. So, ataha avyayasya asya brahmanaha vinasham nakaschit kartum arhati. So, destruction of such changeless.
Hi, WhatsApp audio.
Brahma. Destruction of such changes Brahma. Nakaschit kartum arhati. None is able to do such a destruction. Nakaschit atmanam vinashayitam shaknoti. So none can cause the destruction of the atma. Ishwaraha apina shaknoti. Even Bhagavan, Ishwara is not able to destroy the Atma. Why? Because Ishwara Swarupam is Atma. How can Ishwara destroy himself? Ishwara also cannot destroy the Atma. Means this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, which is the Swarupma of every being the Swarupma of the totality, Samashti, Ishwara. Even Ishwara cannot destroy it. Ishwara is a title, qualification attributed to the very reality. The standpoint of the universe. Therefore, even Ishwara cannot destroy the reality. He says, Atmahi Brahma. So this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, as the very content of I, the Swarupam of I, is in fact the reality which is ever of the nature of limitlessness, which is there as the reality of the entirety of the cosmos. Atma hi Brahma. So the truth of the universe and the truth of the individual being implied by two different words, Atma and Brahma. They are not two, one and the same. Swatmanicha kriya virodhat. Important. Atma hi Brahma. Swatmanicha kriya virodhat. One's own swarupam, one's own the reality, obtaining the reality of the individual is the reality of the entity of the cosmos, which is looked upon as Ishvara. And this reality is not subject to any destruction at all because Swatmani Kriya Virodhat. Why destruction is not possible? Actionlessness. So all pervasiveness. Therefore, there is changelessness, motionlessness, actionlessness. Actionlessness being the very nature of the reality. No action is possible. Kriya virodhat. Swatmani kriya virodhat. There is no destruction of the Atma possible. Ishvara is Brahma, essentially. Brahman is Atma. So Ishvara Surupam being Atma Brahma, Ishvara cannot destroy the Atma. And Kriya Virodh, Swatmani Kriya Virodhat. Why? Even Bhagavan cannot destroy the Atma, because even Bhagavan cannot do any action on himself. Even Bhagavan cannot do any harm to the self, his own self. Because the same reality is the self of Ishvara. Therefore, action being not possible at all, destruction is not possible. Here, we can say how act of killing is possible. One anatma aspect can not only destruct any action. One anatma aspect can be involved in the action associated with any other anatma aspect. Any anatma aspect, seeing, hearing, knowing, touching, smelling, tasting, here all these functions or actions are of the anatma aspects coming in contact with the anatma aspects. Seeing, the seeing power sees what is seen is an object. Janatma. If one's own hand to scratch one's own back, the scratching mithya hand can scratch the mithya back. This is for the material within the realm of anatma material things, which actions are possible. But actions are possible on the part of the Atma. Why? Because Atma is something which is distinct. Because the presence of which actions are possible on the part of this Anatma. Mithya actions are possible on the part of Mithya objects. But Atma by itself is absolutely free from actions. It's very Swarupam. Therefore, Swatmani Chakriya Virodhat. The action itself is not, that is why we are going to see later on. Atma is neither the doer nor an object of subject of action nor the object of action. Action itself is mithya. Action itself is mithya. The doer of action is mithya. Object of action is mithya. Object of action is mithya. Action is mithya. But that without which there cannot be subject of action, object of action, or the action. That is satyam. That's satyam. A mithya subject of action, mithya object of action, mithya action cannot do any harm to the satyam. There cannot be doer, subject of action without the atma. Subject of action itself is possible only because the blessing of the atma. This is what is said to be kriya virodhat. Swatmani kriya virodhat. No action is possible on the part of the atma. Therefore, destruction is impossible. There's no such thing called destruction at all. This explained the following, we'll understand it better when we understand asat. Okay. With this, the 17th verse is over. But here, we're going to understand again Atma as Surup of the Shariri in the following verse. Kim punaha tad asat. Then what is asat? Kim punaha tad asat. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following verse saying, what is asat then? Yat swa atma sat. Tam vyabhicharati tad asad iti uchyate. The beautiful definition of asad. Yad swa atma sattam vyabhicharati tad asad iti uchyate. See the verb vyabhicharati. Here, you understand the sense of losing. That which deviates means that which loses also here. Yad vyabhicharati, that which loses, loses what? The satta, which is existence, the status of being existent. That which loses its own status of being existent. That which loses its existence. Existence does not become lost. Existence always is there. But the object will lose its existence. Existence will not, existence will not go anywhere. Existence is always there. The object will lose its existence. So here, asat is that which loses its status of being existent. That which loses its existence is said to be asat. Asaditi uchyate. Atma sattam yad vyabhicharati tad asat. Now, let me tell you first. There's a bright sun. And the sun, the beautiful, colorful flower or toy, something. And now in the presence of the light, that object, or it's a beautiful statue, which is in the garden, it is shining. And that opaque object enjoys the status of being existent in the presence of the light. Light is there. Then what do? You remove that. When the opaque statue is taken away from the light, goes away from the light, what happens? It will be brought into the dark room. Then it loses. The same thing loses its status of being existent because it's not illumined anymore. It means this opaque thing enjoys the status of being existent in the presence of the light. Light is always, light does not come and go. When it is taken away, it loses into the darkness, it loses its status of being existent. The losing is existence status. So that which loses its existence is said to be asatu. Okay. You can memorize this beautiful definition. Yad swatma sattam yabhicharati tad asatu. Okay. Antavantayime deha nityasyokta sharirinaha anashino prameyasya tasmadyudhyasva bharata. Ime dehaha antavantaha. All these bodies have an end. But these bodies, the mithya bodies, have what now? Shariri. The atma, the truth of this body, body and mithya body, bodies, which have an end, is what? Shariri. The truth, all-pervasive reality obtaining within every body, is what? Nityaha. The endure of the body is nityaha. Nityasya shariri, nityasya anashinaha aprameyasya sharirinaha ime dehaha antavantaha uktaha. These bodies of this timeless, eternal, indestructible, imperceptible, unobjectifiable Atma, the indweller, these bodies of this Atma have an end. The bodies do have an end. The end of the bodies cannot be prevented. Bodies have an end, cannot be prevented. It's a non-preventable nature, unchangeable nature. Tasmat he Bharata Yudhyasva. Arjuna, therefore may you fight. The body being material product, the nature of the matter is constantly undergoing change. Change is the changeless nature of the matter. So bodies do undergo changes and bodies do fall apart. Bodies do die. They have an end. They have an end. So doing one's duties will not change the nature of the matter. Doing one's duties will not change the nature of the Atma also. Atma is this all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, indweller of the body-mind's complex, is ever of the nature of changelessness. Whereas the bodies of this Atma do have an end. Change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. So, Atma Surupam being changelessness, bodies, the material body's nature being change, bodies do have an end. This cannot be changed. Therefore, you need not worry about it. May you do your duties. Doing one's duties will not change the nature of the Atma. It will not change the nature of the Anatma body also. Therefore, may you do your duty, he said. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So here, the shariri, the all-pervasive only reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, obtaining within the body, is said to be indoor of the body, shariri, atma. This atma is nityaha, anashi, aprameyaha. Three words you have to understand first. Okay. Nityaha means timeless. Timeless means eternal. Eternal means what? Beginningless, endless. Therefore what? Anashi. It's absolutely indestructible. And this reality is never an object. Aprameyaha. See, prameyam, prameyam means, the verb is pramati. Pramati means measures, knows accurately. And prameyam, measurable, knowable, an object. So prameyam means perceptible, knowable, object is prameyam. So any object is called prameyam. Atma is aprameya means Atma is not an object. Atma is immeasurable, unobjectifiable. Atma is not an object. Unobjectifiable. Because it can never be available for any pramana. Anything which can be arrived at through any means of knowledge is prameyam. Pramana dwara prapyam prameyam. Anything which can be measured, accurately understood, or known, arrived at through any of the pramanam is prameyam. Pramana dwara prapyam prameyam. Now here, Atma is aprameyaha. Atma is never objectifiable. Never, Atma can never be arrived at as an object. Why? Because every pramanam functions because of the blessing of Atma. Every pramanam itself enjoys existence and is capable of functioning as the pramanam because of the blessing of the Atma, presence of the Atma. But that Atma can never become an object of knowledge, objectified. That's why aprameyaha. Okay. We understand the literal meaning of these three words. Aprameyaha, anashi, nityaha. Ime dehaha, antavantaha. We understood it. We are going to see the bhashan thoroughly. Ime dehaha, antavantaha. These bodies do have an end. How Bhagavad Shankar Bhagavad explains these words, let us see. Antaha. Antaha means end. End implies what? End means what? Vinashaha. Vinashaha means destruction. Antaha vinashaha vidyate yesham te antavantaha. Means vinashavanta. All these bodies do have an end, are subject to destruction. Yatha mrigatrishnikadi mrigatrishnikadau sadbuddhi anuvritta pramana nirupanante vichidyate. Yatha mrigatrishnikadau sadbuddhi anuvritta pramana nirupanante vichidyate. Saha tasya antaha. Tatha ime dehaha swapna mayadi dehadi vatucha antavantaha. Very nice. What he says? Mrigatrishnikadau. See, mrigatrishnika adau means what? He gives an example of mrigatrishnika. The mirage water. The mirage water, etc. The mithya factors such as mrigatrishnika, mirage water, etc. have what? Mrigatrishnikadav in all of them. Sadbuddhihi anuvritta sadvrittihi. Sadbuddhihi means the experience of the existence enjoyed by the mithya objects, such as existence, experience of the existence associated with mithya objects, such as mirage water. Now, anuvritta sadbuddhi means what? Anuvritta sadbuddhi means the experience of the existence associated with, enjoyed by the mithya objects such as mirage water, etc. What happens with existence? Existence, the experience of the existence, enjoyed by, associated with mithya objects, pramana nirupana ante. Pramana nirupana ante, at the end of the analysis through appropriate means of knowledge. Pramana nirupana ante, at the end of the analysis, the appropriate means of knowledge, vichidyate, that experience of the existence becomes cleaved, becomes cut up. It goes away. It becomes cleaved. It becomes snapped. What does it mean? The existence, the experience of the existence enjoyed by these mithya objects gets cut off, means it gets cleaved. Saha antaha. Saha. Antaha tasya. That is the destruction. That is the destruction. Saha tasya antaha. That is the destruction. That is the end. So you see, the experience of the existence of the opaque object coming to an end is what? The destruction of that. That is the end of that object. No more, you don't see Mrigatrishnika anymore. When the experience associated with Mrigatrishnika goes, when does it go? The experience of the existence of Mrigatrishnika will disappear when you arrive at the conclusion through the analysis, through proper means of knowledge. Pramana nirupanante vichidyate. It becomes destroyed. Saha tasya antaha. Tatha. In the same way, tatha. Ime dehaha. All these bodies also. These ime dehaha means these bodies which are enjoyed by us, experienced by us in the waking state, and which seem very real for us. Empirically, relatively, objectively real bodies which are enjoyed in this waking state. Ime dehaha. Swapnamaya dehadivatcha antavantaha. Swapnamaya dehadivatcha antavantaha. See, the waking state, when we recollect our own dream, we recollect our dream. In the dream, we have dream bodies, and we see many other dream bodies also. In the swapna deha, in the dream, the body which we experience, that body is definitely not there when you wake up from sleep. In the waking state, the body which is experienced as one's own body or other's body is not there in the waking state. In the waking state, it is mithya. It becomes destroyed. In the waking state, it is not there. Swapna mayadi dehadivat. And also, the magician can nowadays, amazing magic shows are shown in Western countries. Amazing magic shows. It looks so real. But they currently they can bring a body. Maya Deha. The magician, the body produced by the magician, which looks very real on the stage. But you know how? Pramana Nirupanante. Using appropriate means of knowledge and when you analyze, you can see it is not there. So, Swapna Maya Deha Divaticha. Just as the body is experienced and enjoyed in the dream state, and also the body produced by the magician, they're all not real. They're subjective. They come to an end, even though they're temporarily they're available for experience. And they seem to be enjoying existence. And that existence enjoyed by those mithya, unreal objects, how comes to an end. The experience of the existence comes to an end when analyzed through appropriate pramanam. So they all have an end in the same way. This gross physical body, empirically real, objectively real, relatively real, even this gross physical body which seem to be enjoying existence now also, really speaking, antavantaha. They also have an end, means they are subject to get destroyed. Means this physical body, all these physical bodies are material, non-substantial names and forms only. Because they do not have independent existence of their own. These very profound words, it sounds very easy. Literally you can understand the meanings, but really it must give us the vision, clear vision. We'll see that. But these bodies belong to what? Any mithya. The mithya ocean belongs to satyam. What belong means not relative. It's not really belonging. But you have to say what? Mithya ocean is an appearance of the satyam water. There's no such thing called ocean at all from the standpoint of water. There's only water we can say. But initially we can say what? The entire form called ocean belongs to the water. We can say in the same way, here, these bodies of the Atma. What is Atma here? All pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, and the very content of I, Shariri. And this Shariri, this Atma, what? Nityaha. The word Shariri implies Atma. What is Atma? All pervasive, abstract, formless reality. Atma is what? Nityaha, nityas, nityaha. Shariri is what? Shariravataha. Sharirinaha is equal to Shariravataha. The Atma which is endowed with the body, which has a body. Atma, which is Nityaha, now so Anashinaha, also indestructible, Aprameyasya, Nityasya, Anashinaha, Sharirinaha, Sariravataha, Aprameyasya, Atmanaha, so Sharirinaha is equal to Shariravataha, the Atma which has a body, the Atma, Atmanaha. So Sharirinaha, Shairavataha, Atmanaha. Ime Dehaha Antavantaha Iti Uktaha. They're all subject to destruction. They have an end. They are said to be subject to destruction, said to be having an end. By whom? Vivekibhihi. The people of discriminative knowledge of what is satyam and what is mithya. Vivekibhihi. The people of discriminative knowledge. discriminative understanding, a very clear understanding of what is satyam, what is mithya. And such people, satyam mithya vivekibhi, they are said to be having an end, said to be subject to destruction. What? The bodies. Why? Nityasya. Now, Shankara Bodhpada is explaining, Nityasya anashinaha iti na punaruktam. We can ask, Nityaha means eternal, timeless. So, timelessness implies what? Indestructibility. Anashi means indestructible. So, being indestructible, being eternal, mean the same. Being eternal means what? Being indestructible. Why two words should be used? Nityaha atma, anashi atma. The positive kaham is nityasya anashinaha iti. Twice, there's two different words conveying the same meaning have been used. So should we take it as a repetition? No. Iti na punaruktam. Punaruktam means what? Repeated. The same thing is not repeated. It means not meaninglessly two words are used here. The two words conveying the same meaning, two different words conveying the same meaning are not used purposelessly, meaninglessly. We should not take that, oh, there's something repeated. The same idea is repeated. There's a purpose of using two words conveying the same meaning. Why? He said, Nityatvasya dvividhatvat loke nashasya cha. Nashasya nityatvasya cha loke dvividhatvam asti. In this world, nityatvam has dvividhatvam. Nashaha also has dvividhatvam. Destruction has, destruction is of two types. And nityatvam, nitya means eternal, nityatvam, eternity. Nityatvam has two types. Nityatvam is of two types. Eternity is of two types. Nityatvasya dvividhatvam asti. Nashasya cha dvividhatvam asti. Dvividhatvam. Destruction also has the status of having two types. Eternity also has the status of having two types, which means nityatvam is of two types. Eternity is of two types. Nashaha, destruction is also of two types. Dvividhau nashau dvivide nityatve. That two types of destruction and two types of eternity is there, are there in this world. How can one, what are the two types of destruction? To understand what the two types of nityatvam, eternity, you have to understand what are the two types of destruction first. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains, yatha dehaha. Hope you are listening. Okay. Yatha dehaha bhasmi bhutaha. Yata dehaha bhasmi bhutaha.
It's not.
यथा देहः भस्मीभूतः अदर्शनम् गतः नष्टम् नष्टः उच्यते यथा देहो भस्मीभूतः अदर्शनम् गतः नष्टः उच्यते अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् फर्स्ट् इति यथा देहः भस्मीभूतः अदर्शनम् गतः नष्टः उच्यते दि बाडी इस् सेट् टु बी कम्प्लीट्लि डिस्ट्राय्ड् नष्टः मीन्स् टोटलि डिस्ट्राय्ड् नष्टम् मीन्स् लास् आल्सो या बाडी इस् सेट् टु बी टोटलि लास्ट् टोटलि लास्ट् टोटलि डिस्ट्राय्ड् मीन्स् अदर्शनम् गतः इट् हेस् कम्प्लीट्लि बिकम् इट् हेस् नो इट् हेस् डिसप्पियर् The body is said to have disappeared, said to be lost, destroyed, and the body is reduced to ashes. Bhasmi bhutaha. When somebody dies, the physical body is what? After the death of the departure of the soul, we say the person, the body, physical body, whether it is thrown away, cremated, buried, still graduate what? It will become completely, it will be lost. It will become disintegrated. You cannot find afterwards. You can find some bones. The soul form will be collapsed. It's called bhasmi bhotha, reduced to ashes. Just disappear, adarshanam, adarshanam gataha. Nashtaha, totally lost. So such loss of the body, such total disappearance, total destruction of the body, is actually gross destruction, which is visible. You can see how the body, which is cremated, becomes completely disappeared. It's no more. Bhasmi bhuta is not there. And then we pack in a note, when somebody's body is cremated, what happens? Next day you go for asthi collection. And people take what? One small bag. Okay, one small bag. Where is the person? The whole person you saw before. And he is the home of an asthi. Oh, in the bag full of asthi. Bag of asthi. Bag of ashes. Either the person who was of 80 kilos or 75 kilos or 90 kilos. And take it to Ganga to sink it. This what is what? Adarshanam gataha. You see the bag full of asthi. Ashes and the bones, etc. Asthi means bone, but you collect all the rest, isn't it? The bag full of powder with some bones is what? Na adarshanam gataha dehaha, nashtaha dehaha, basmi bhutaha dehaha. That is, you see, it's a visible. I saw the body, it's a visible gross destruction. Is one type of destruction. It's got total destruction. We can say gross destruction, visible destruction. Okay. There's another type of destruction. What is that? Vidyamanaha api yatha anyatha parinataha. See, in after death, when the body is cremated, you see there's no more body at all, isn't it? The bag of ashes. But now, when the person is alive also, vidyamanaha, when the person is alive, even though the body is there, vidyamanaha api, even though the body is there, the body is existent, remaining, vidyamanaha api, anyatha parinataha bhavati. It undergoes changes differently. Parinataha means it undergoes changes. You can see this it becomes, you know, evolutionary changes, we say. I mean, baby's body and it's grow, you don't see initially. Every day cell division happens. Yesterday's body is not today. But do we see this? Today we have a body. The body continues to be there, but completely different cells, new cells, fresh cells. And only, you see, after a few years it goes, then the body becomes little big, the size changes. Then a considerable change, isn't it? The body is not dead, but constantly changing. This is called what now? Parinaminashaha. So, dhvamsanashaha and parinaminashaha. Dhvamsanashaha means this is gross visible destruction is dhvamsanashaha. And parinaminashaha means in spite of body being alive, body being there, still constantly changes happen. Asti jayate vardhate viparinamate. Isn't it? Slowly. Until nashyati. Slowly changes. Childhood body goes, youth body comes, youth body goes, old age, old body comes. And also in between what now? This also changes. The changes happen also, there is death. There is destruction. That destruction is invisible. How cell division happens, you don't see through physical eyes. It's called anyata parinataha vidyamanaha api adarshanam gataha. But here not adarshanam gataha, body is not completely disappeared. Vidyamanaha api, in spite of being there, when it is there also, anyata parinataha, becoming different, undergoing changes in subtly. Because sukshma, invisible, subtle destruction happens throughout. When vyadhyadi yuktaha, vyadhi adi yuktaha, having disease, etc. Disease, old age, jara, isn't it? Old age, vyadhi adi yuktaha. Old age comes, a disease comes, or something else happens. Then also, the big changes happen. Oh my God, the person is so healthy, tall and fat and hick. Now, the person has gone down. So thin, the weak, the strong person become weak person. No energy. We say all that, no? That is also what a change. This is a destruction. It's called parinami nashaha. Not dhamsa nashaha, parinami nashaha. Gradual, subtle changes which happen in the part of the body when it is still there alive. That is also constantly, there is destruction happening every day. Jataha nashtaha uchyate. Vyadhyad yuktaha jataha nashtaha uchyate. Then also the body is said to be what now? Body is said to be destroyed or lost. How? Subtly, invisibly. There's also destruction. So the two types of destruction are there on the part of any material product, especially the body. The gross visible destruction, dhamsanashaha, then subtle invisible destruction, parinami nashaha. Now, these two nashas, there is no such thing called parinami nashaha on the part of the atma. There's no, of course, dhamsanashaha is also not there for the atma. Understand? No change whatsoever. No destruction at all of any type. Tatra nityasya anashinaha iti द्विविधेन अपि नाशेन असम्बन्धः अस्ति इत्यर्थः. देयरफॉर डोंट थिंक वी शुड नॉट वी हु आर वी टू करेक्ट भगवान माय गॉड हु आर वी टू करेक्ट व्यासाचार्य when bhagavan vyasacharya has used these two words as words of bhagavan and bhagavan krishna says anashinaha nityasya when he says that using two words conveying the same meaning is not something mechanical repetition or unwanted repetition it serves a big purpose what it helps us understand no type of destruction is there at all on the part of atma so gross visible destruction is not there just as the cremated body becomes a bundle of ashes such destruction is not there which is visible destruction and the healthy young youth youthful person gradually undergoing changes which is not visible how he changes it is not visible I wonder if he is suddenly sick and unhealthy old person we see there also that's also destruction of the body there's subtle destruction isn't it subtle invisible destruction such therefore द्विविधेन अपि नाशेन असंबंधः सो दि थ्रू दीस वर्ड्स नित्यस्य अनाशिनः दीस टू वर्ड्स विच से दैट आत्मा इज इन अनाशी नित्यः थ्रू दीस वर्ड्स द्विविधेन अपि नाशेन असंबंधः अस्ति देयर इज नॉन कनेक्शन with both types of destructions for the atma so atma has no connection at all asambandha asti there's a non connection of the part of the atma with these two types of destructions means atma is not subject to any destruction atma is not subject to gross visible destruction known as dhamsa nashaha atma is not subject to invisible subtle destruction called parinami nashaha therefore using two words serves the purpose it's not meaningless nityasya anashinaha iti dvividhena apinashena asambandha asti ityarthaha got it anyatha पृथिव्यादिवत् अपि नित्यत्वं स्यात् आत्मनः ओके नाउ फ्रॉम हियर वी आर गोइंग टू व्हाट नाउ नित्यत्वं हाउ आत्मा इज इन अब्सोल्युटली इनडिस्ट्रक्टिबल नॉट विथ एनी डिस्ट्रक्शन एट ऑल इन सटल फॉर्म ओके और इन ग्रास फॉर्म Invisible or in invisible form. But here he says, oh, how eternal Atma is. Is eternity of Atma, timelessness of Atma, is it like the timelessness or eternity of the material objects such as Prithvi, etc.? Let me make it very clear. Why Prithvi? Let us go up to Maya itself. The Maya, subtlest of the power, material, matter. Some of the power of knowing, unmanifest power of knowing, Maya, itself is what? Is beginningless. Anadi Maya is anadi. So Maya karyam jagat is also anadi, beginningless. Every material form is what? You can reduce the whole jagat and Maya together to one word as matter. The matter has no beginning, anadi. Prithvi has no beginning, anadi. So prithivyadi means what? Like earth, etc. all these elements, elementals, the entire universe, the effect. Now, sorry, Maya. Maya, Karana Maya or Karyam Jagat. Karana Maya, Karyam Jagat. Whether the unmanifest universe in terms of Maya or the manifest universe, the material universe has no beginning. Anadi. And they also what? Anantam also. Why we say the universe is Anantam Anadi? It has no beginning. It has no end also. Which means matter is not newly created. Matter is not destroyed also. See, this beginninglessness and endlessness of the matter is not only the modern science speaks. Of course, different schools of thought. Nyaya Darshanam, Sankhya Darshanam, Vaisheshika Darshanam, all these Darshanani, including our, of course, Vedanta Shastram. Of course, Vedanta Shastram. Even though they have their own limitations and then defects, fallacies, limitations, still all these other schools of thought, of course, Vedanta Shastram, including the modern science, all of the same view, matter is not created, matter is not destroyed. Cannot be created, cannot be destroyed. Means matter always is there. So matter also enjoys what? Eternity. If it is not created, it is beginningless. If it is not destroyed, it is endless. Therefore, matter also is eternal. But matter is beginningless, endless. Matter also has such an eternity. Can we say Atma has such an eternity like the matter? Prithivyadivat Atmanaha Nityatvam Syat. Maybe Atma also enjoys eternity. Atma also has eternity. Atma also is eternal like the matter. The consciousness implied with the term Atma. Consciousness, existence implied with the term Atma or Brahma also has eternity, also eternal, like the matter, which is not created, which is not destroyed. That is the question, not question, that's the experiment. Prithivyadivat api nityatvam syat atmanaha. Maybe Atma has eternity like the earth, etc., like the, any matter in general. Tat mabhut. No. Such an understanding should not be there. Tat mabhut means such an understanding should not be there. Why? Because the eternity, the timelessness of consciousness, existence implied with the Atma is absolute eternity. Absolutely eternal. Because it no change. So this matter is there beginninglessly, endlessly, but it constantly undergoes change. Undergoing changes, matter continues to be there. Beginninglessly matter is, endlessly matter is, but matter is changefully there. Matter is there undergoing changes constantly. But Atma, the consciousness existence is there beginninglessly, endlessly, but changelessly also. The changelessness is very important word. Matter also is beginningless, endless. Consciousness existence also beginningless, endless. What is the difference now? Both are eternal. No. Consciousness is changelessly beginningless and endless. Whereas matter is beginningless, endless, but constantly, continuously undergoing changes. Therefore, matter is said to be partially eternal or perennially eternal. Understand? Not absolutely eternal. So, consciousness, abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, is of the nature of consciousness, existence implied by the term Atma, is absolutely eternal, absolutely free from doubt, all is not subject to any type of destruction at all. Therefore, it's anashi, it's also nityaha, nityaha anashi. And nityaha means eternal, it's okay. That eternity does not mean it has no beginning and an end. Beginninglessly, endlessly there means changelessly is also there. Therefore, it has no cause also, not change. Changelessly it is there. Therefore, it is not the eternity, timelessness of the consciousness existence is not like the eternity of the matter. Tathya mabhut. We should not mistake it. Therefore, nityasya anashinaha iti aha. So in order to avoid that no such eternity, timelessness of the Atma, the consciousness existence, is not like the timelessness, eternity of the matter. Because it does not do any change whatsoever. Absolutely eternal. Then it is not that possible two types of destructions. Gross visible destruction, dhamsa vinashaha, and subtle invisible destruction, pranaminashaha. Atma is not subject to any type of destruction at all. Therefore, nityasya anashinaha ityaha. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna used two words revealing the nature of the Atma being absolute indestructibility. Aprameyasya na prameyasya pratyakshadi pramanaihi aparichedyasya ityarthaha. Aprameyasya means what? Na prameyasya. Na prameyasya means what? Pratyakshadi pramanaihi aparichedyaha. See, parichedyaha means that which is limited. Limited. That which is objectifiable, perceptible through the means of knowledge such as pratyaksham, etc. That which is objectifiable, that which can be objectified, limited the pramanam means of such as pratyaksham, etc. is what unobjectifiable is aprameyaha, atma. Atma is aprameyaha, unobjectifiable. Why? Because atma is this abstract, formless reality, the consciousness existence implied by the term atma, is the very swarupam of the knower, experiencer. A word is, it is not an object, not objectifiable. How it is swarupam of the knower, we have to see tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow we are going to see like how using drik drishyaveka prakriya, panchakosha prakriya, avasthataya prakriya, what is arrived at is the swarupam of the knower. Tomorrow we'll do that analysis and we went to continue with our class. If you have any doubt in this class, you can text me. I'll clarify your doubts. It's all right. Pratyaksham anumanam upamanam arthapatti anupalabdhi We have these pramanas, different means of knowledge. And pratyaksha means use all sense organs. An object is that which can be known through any of the pramanams. Atma being not an object, it cannot be known through any of the pramanams, because it is the very surupma of the pramata. Pramatru surupatvat. Atma is the surupma of the pramata. Pramatru surupatvat. It is never objectifiable. Na prameya vishayaha. It is an object of knowledge. Objectifiable thing. How it is prameya? Aprameya, because it is pramatru swarupam. What is swarupa the pramata? We will see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.